You can't stand in his place, you can't sit in his place. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Means it's mokim yuchad to stand there. Besides the kingdom of Eitzah, when he goes, he gives Eitzah. If he has a place where he gives Eitzah, that's a mokim of which is chashav. That's where you can't stand. Like the Torah, the Torah understood that the Rashi and the Rama are arguing that Rashi is saying Dafka is a place which is Mokim Yuchalai of Say Zakanim, Mashiach Ramalos, who would din in his house, also in the privacy of his house, also would Shashalacha would apply. So basically, it says, Nirashu Sav Rashi Plag Rama, Vashari Mokim Yuchalai Sav Vesai. That Rashi argues on the Rama, and he holds that it's only Aser to sit and stand in the Mokim, which is Myuchid Lamed Sham Say Zakanim, but in the privacy of his home, that's not a makim of chashivas, and there won't be any iser. B'seis is chelik. Really, near Rashi not be aser. B'seis is chelik. It says Rashi. What's that? Rashi also holds that it's going to be aser. The Rashi also agrees that it's going to be aser in the privacy of your house. He says that which it says. Because that's Leishim B'Koymai. That means Leishim B'Koymai. Just Rashi trying to Chiddush, the Leishim B'Koymai, what's the problem of Leishim B'Koymai? He's saying, in your house, that's not a problem, Leishim B'Koymai. Standing where your father stands, that's not going to be a problem. The only problem Leishim B'Koymai is Dafka Derech, where Avalam Shem says a Kenim. If he stands there, it's going to be Zulusa. Shanir Shemakshav Asa Michal Anshi Eitza. It looks like he's a person of Eitza. Shanir Shemakshav Asa L'Aviv. But Avada Rashi agrees also to the Ramah that if you do it in your house, then sitting is going to be a problem. As Rashi, this is the Shiloh. The Torah understood in Rashi. Rashi says, you can't go besides the Canaan. It's going beyond standing, beyond sitting. That's what Torah understood. Therefore, it's Macholikis. The Ramah is saying even the house is Aser. And Rashi is saying that's only Aser if it's a Mokim, which is Eitzah. The Seitz says no. Rashi Avada is masking sitting, but base says it's Elusa. He's only going on standing. Standing. In a Mokim Eitzah, that's a problem. Standing not in a Mokim Eitzah is not a problem. But about the sitting, that's going to be worse, and that's going to be usher, and he's, that's going to be usher even in the house. Hinami, a second shot, the Layamin means also Layeshev. When it says Layamin, when the Gemara says Layamin, it means Layeshev. And Rashi the Kasha, why does it say twice you can't sit? What are two places? And for Rashi, one place you can't sit is a place of Eitzah, the other place you can't sit is a place of Stamazoi in his house. And loizuv avsu tanis, loizuv avsu, and they're both going on sitting. So kids are the Torah on some of the in Rashi and Rama, and Beis was saying that no, the Avada Rashi agrees to the Rama, and Avada Beis is going to be also. How do we paskin? Paskin like the Beis not like the Torah. We paskin like the Mechaber. Lo yamid b'makim miuchaloi la'mishem zaysekin mechaverav. More like first shot. You can't stand in the place which is his. Place which gives Eitzah, you can't sit in the place which Miuchel Lebeisa. So, guess that's your passing. You can't stand in his Eitzah place, you can't sit in a Makam Miuchel Lebeisa. So, the first shayla is the halacha, it says Dafka on the father, is applied to the mother also. Why isn't it mentioned by the mother? Is there any reason why the mother, this halacha, shouldn't apply? So, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it applies also to the mother. The reason why it doesn't say the mother is because which mother has a set seat? That cloud, I guess, and it wasn't normal for the mother to have a set seat. They used to move around. It wasn't like they had a place for it. That was the normal society. So therefore, that's why it doesn't say anything about the mother. But who identified the mother has a malkim yuchad of also the lach would also apply bain to the father, bain to the mother. The mechaber passing is also in a shul. And the ma'isa. Many times, people do sit in the place of father, in their father's seat in the shul. And the question is, what's the pshat in such a thing? So the Chashulchan brings down that being like it's noigs, therefore it's kilu machala dadi, and he's not makbid, and it's like a stomius that the michael, and therefore that's where it comes from. The father's makbid, and the halacha does apply, but Menastam, we can assume that there's a mechila on it, and therefore that's where the minug, that people are sitting in their parents' seat. People are sitting on the parents' seat in shul. So Shalas, does it apply to bed or not? Can you sleep on your parents' bed? So if they're makbid, obviously. What? What do you say? What is it? If they're makbid, so obviously. What? Right, the Shalas, maybe it's lafka makim shakibud. The place is not a makim shakibud. So then maybe Lacha doesn't apply. So an Asher Yeshaz is dafka by a place like you said, standing, Makim Zakenim, right? In the house we have Machlekas, right? The Torah says Machlekas house in Rashi and Ramah. We always know Machlekas, Rashi and Ramah. But we see, it has to be a place which is a Makim Shakibud. That's why the Ramah held that the Torah is Machlekas, that maybe dafka Makim Eitza. And no, the Ramah is even in the house. The Rashi doesn't hold like that. But a bed, which is not a Makim Shakibud, so then, about the betzim,
like a recliner in the room.
I was saying that betzim, that wasn't like. Obviously, the parents are makbid, and
then.
Yeah, just them. The parents don't want you to. If you want to, if my father's makbid, you can't use my sitter, and use my sitter. It's not, it's my thing. You can't use it. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with a thing. But.
Place of keeper.
What do you say?
The head of the table, a place of
keeper. Derek, we have a special place for the parents. So where there is a makim, it's like miyachid, that's for the parents. We also have everyone has a bed in the house, right? It's not a makim. You have a bed? Your parents have a bed? There's a special, a lot of times people parents have a special chair, and they have a special place. And you say it's a chutzpah if one brother sleeps in another brother's bed because he has his bed and it's his place?
It's
no.
It's a chutzpah if one brother sits in another brother's chair?
No, right, because it's not a makim kibbut. It's a stafka. It's a bed, it's not a makim shakibbut, it's a vaiter. If there's a hakbar, it's not. It's a thing. But it's not the etzim din, then it would not apply. Now, this is a lacha. Does this halacha apply lacher misa? Or is it, we find some halachas kibbut that imply bein b'chayim bein lacher misa. The question is the halacha of not sitting in a seat, is that something which goes on and implies lacher misa or not? So there's a diuk that it says, by the name, it says, you shouldn't call it b'chayim b'maisa. You can't do it b'chayim b'maisa. Over here, it doesn't say b'chayim b'maisa. The pshat is, what's the havana sadavar? Calling a name is like a chutzpah a little bit. It's a bizayin. So that bizayin still lives on. That makes him is alive and dead. That bizayin still, it's inappropriate. And therefore, it would be also to do that. Mashiach can be dealing with somebody's seat. So number one, if they die, the chair's not seen anymore, right?
No,
change places, right?
No, sometimes
it's not it. it's not seen anymore. It doesn't.
What?
Not seen anymore. Hello, Paul. Right? It's not, it's not his chair anymore. So. What do you say?
Let's say it's like
the recliner.
And like no one's.
They have like about.
He doesn't sit there anymore. Nice here. Change seats. Right? If you change seats, it's not sitting anymore, right? Let's say I had a place in the shul, right? He used to dive in the shnibel. Then he goes to a different place. So now it's not his place anymore. It's not a makim. It's not his place anymore. It's not his anyway. He doesn't sit anymore. So calling him his name, that's a sas bizayin. But in terms.
Is it in the father's chair or in his place? Did he move his chair to different place than his mother? He has a swivel chair in front of the
door. Chur the minute he's machmar ball. Chur machmar also on the chair. Machmar ball. Chur machmar ball. Not his.
Name is
Bizayin. Still Bizayin. You're going. Hey. Come on by his first name. That. What I say? He switched seats. If he gives the seats away, it's not his. He changed seats. He doesn't sit over here. He's in a different location. Now, the Beisazer rings down. They now sit next to your father without anything in between. In other words, you then Yatsi are next to each other, that would be a problem. You have to have somebody else in between. Makar David is being from with Shaul and David and Yonasan. The David used to be in between Shaul and Yonasan. After David left, so there's no one in between. And they bring it's not a covet. You don't belong next to him, and you shouldn't be sitting right next to your father. But basically, brings down shame the Archis Chaim, I think it was. That lesson is that. You now sit below him. He brings the raya to David. He brings the raya from the Nach Shmuel that unison, he wants the next to of Shaul.
You have like a hacker?
It's not going to be dark. The Aruch HaShulchan says, K'mudumani HaMinig is not like that. Lorino, that we're machmar in it. And he says that the whole raya is just a raya, being a raya from Malachim. Raya from Malachim is not a raya. The fact that Yonison didn't when it's next to Shaul Aviv, maybe it's Midin Melech, not Midin Rabbah, and he says the Minig is not like that. Fine, so that's the first halacha. The first halacha is Nachman not allowed to sit in his chair, sit in his place. We said that a bet halacha doesn't apply, shul bet some it does apply. It seems Dr. Shulman says the meaning is to be meikel, the pshat, as the people are meichel on it. And we say Nachami, so the chara, this halacha does not apply. Fine, so the second halacha is that Leisei says Dvarv, Le Mechriya is Dvarv. Inalabi, so he says words, Inalabi Mechriya is words. So the Torah brings down. Pesh Rashi, Mechelikim Acher, Bidva Alocha, Limele, Near and Different Plenty. If there's a Mechelikis in Alocha, don't say I hold like the other person. That's the Seisis Dvar means saying you're wrong. Mechriya's Dvar is saying the Mechelikis between your father and somebody else. You can't say the other person's right. So on that, the Ramah Taina's Einzach Lamer that I think is right, that's Seis Dvarav. It says it can't be Seis Dvarav. Seis Dvarav means you're wrong. What Machriyas Dvarav means? Rashi's Machriyas Dvarav means that is Machlekes between, let's say, your father and Rav Yashiv. You say Rav Yashiv is right, so you're being Machriyas Dvarav. So in fact, the Torah that, what do you mean, why is that Machriyas Dvarav? That's Seis Dvarav. He's saying he's wrong. Right, hear the question? Saying the Chara that says Dvarav. Therefore, the Ramah says that no, Machriya Dvarav doesn't mean that you're saying the other guy's right. Machriya Dvarav means you're saying that even if you say your father is right, your Machlokes and your father, Rabbi Yashiv, say, Abba, you're right. So that's a chutzpah, because who are you? Like who are you say opinion? Right? If you have a hard time with Halacha, just imagine. Let's say you're sitting in the room, and Rav Chaim is having a Machlokes with somebody. Tell, oh, Rav Chaim, you should know that you're right. Like, Vubister, right? Like,
right.
1 second, who are you? Like, what? Matomer, like, Matasach. Yeah. So therefore, what? Therefore, you're supposed to look at your father with a certain level of respect. That, therefore, you can't say, you're right. You're not a mandamer over here. And therefore, the Ramah saying, you can't say that you're right. What's Pshat in Rashi? The Chorat's a good tiny, right? The Gemara says, Seis Dvarav and Mechriya Dvarav. Rashi, Mechriya Dvarav means I'm saying he's right. So why is it Seis Dvarav? What's the answer, Rashi? So the Beis Yosef says that it's a chiddush. One is I alone being Seis Dvarav. That's one thing. That's like a one level of chutzpah. There's another level of, which is lesser level of chutzpah. It's not like I'm saying he's wrong. I'm just saying Yenna's saying he's wrong. I agree with him. That's a low level of Seis Dvarav. You might think the Seis Dvarav is only go head on with him, right? I say you're wrong, but you know I go to Chaim and say no, you're wrong. But Machlokes of Chaim and Yashiv, I say Yashiv is right, so it's not as bad. That was Ahav Amina. Kamash one, even that, Afi became, that's going to be Aser. That's what Malachi Yosef says. Or he says, that which Rashi is Leiman, different plainly, El Ezimim, Shemar, and Nirin Dvarim Skavin. Whether you can't, he's saying similar to Ramah, you can't give opinion. There's a machlekes between two people. You don't have a right to give opinion. You don't have a right to say your father's right. You don't have a right to say your father's wrong. And really, Rashi really agrees to the Ramah. Now, because it comes out over here that we see that what? That Besoid, you're not allowed to argue with your parents, and you can't be mechriya. You can't say your parents are right. Which, what? I don't have any more comments here. Or? I think they haven't even the Be'er Sheva. 1 second. It's from Berkowitz is Nikel. Nikel. Yeah. Hakapanim. So Shaila's like this. We find that in Halacha, we find many times that there are certain vikuchim in Halacha, right? Find the Torah argues on the Torah and the Rosh argue all the time. So how are they allowed to go ahead and argue? Anytime you're allowed to argue on your father, let's start in Betor Halacha or Betor other things, are you allowed to do or not? So the Prisha says, Sifkat and Gemal, that if somebody has often a raya and it's open and clear and shut, So there's not so much to debate. It's not just I'm arguing with my father. Let's say we have a machlekas, right? Okay, so are you allowed to be, do you have to stand up for your father? So your parents say, no, you don't have to stand up for your father. They say, what do you mean? It's Gemara, you have to stand up for your father. So it says it. It's beferish. So it's not the pshat, it's not a second. It's not the pshat that I'm being soises of. I wasn't soises drava, Kosh Baruch was soises drava. The Gemara is soises drava, it's black and white, it's open. And if you have a raya mukhrachas, then that's not called being soises drava, because the preacher's lesson is, it's not me doing it, it's Rebbein Shlom doing it. It's not me doing it. And logic, no, that's logic is, everyone's logic is different. So that's called being your Seisr Mechri Yisvar. What if it's a Farish? So it's not being me Seisr Yisvar, it's an open thing, and therefore you're allowed to do it. The what?
It's not good, the Gemara. The Gemara says that even if it's Pasuk.
You should do Dar Kavod. Say Dar Kavod, but it doesn't mean that. If you have a Ryan with Krakas, I'm allowed to. If he doesn't have himself, I'm allowed to venture my opinion. Avadi should do a Dar Kavod. Avadi should do a Dar Kavod. The Lashon Aprisha is right over there. Dafka Shaimer Bliray Mukrakas, he's our Mukrakas, Oz Inu Machria, or Din Tur Machria, Mishamach Mitsinu, hits the compound of the Rosh Avig, I'm Shagal Mitsinakain. The reason we find that many times that he argued on the Devi Rosh is because he has a Raya, because the Din Tur is Bi Machria, and therefore, the Marks are Torah Techacha, rather. When you give me Techacha, so the strategy of Techacha, you should say in his Aifin. We're talking about whether I'm allowed to venture opinion and say that the Locha is not like that, it's language is Beferish, so then Avada one would be allowed to do it. So one is that you're allowed to do it. The Be'er Sheva wants to say that does not apply to Liman HaTorah, but Liman HaTorah, the Locha doesn't apply. He says because Torah is Emesim and Mechliv Shemadam. Torah is Emesim and not Mechliv Shemadam. And therefore, it's not optional. It's not up to you not to say it. And therefore, you're allowed to argue in Devei Torah because ain machlif in Devei Torah. And therefore, the halacha does not apply to Devei Torah. There's another mahalach is that this halacha of arguing is that dafka befanav or even shalai befanav. The lashon of mechab is leisayis dvarav lemechias dvarav befanav. So it can be says dvarav. Mechir Dvarav, it says Befarnav. Now the question is, the Mechir Dvarav is Befarnav, is that going also on Seisa Dvarav, is that going only on Mechir Dvarav is Befarnav, but Seisa Dvarav is not going to be also Shalei Befarnav. So the Shach says, Bein Shechalik Alav, sorry, Seisa Dvarav also Afir Shalei Befarnav, he wants to say Seisa Dvarav also Shalei Befarnav. The opinion of the Shach is that Seisa Dvarav also Shalei Befarnav, and you know, I'll argue Shalei Befarnav. The Goin says that no, as Dafka Befanav is going to be Aser, Shlei Befanav is going to be Mutter, Raya, the Metzin Shechok and Laviam, Rabbim, Rabbi Mishan Gamil, Rabbi Ketzim Mechim Achrian. We find many times in Shas people arguing with their parents how they do such a thing. So one Malachi said is maybe Raya Mechrachas. Another Rabbi said is maybe learning is different. But the Pashto is not like that. The Mahalach Adav of the Goyim saying is that the Dafka Befanav is going to be Aser. If it's Shlei Befanav, there is no Iser to go ahead and to be Soiser Umachria as Zvar. V'chein Pasak, the Taz, that the Iser is Dafka Befanav, Shlei Befanav, Shlei Befanav is going to be Mutter. Yeah, now the Chazan Ish, the way he comes out is a Kavan Taz, he says that this, the Maisel Gemara Kedushin brings down that Avo Benoi, when they're learning, they can ask him Seder Mizel is and after until they come, so from over there we see when you're learning, you're allowed to have vikuach, right? Have vikuach, and I was saying this is why. So what's right? And the mechamtei shel Torah, how's that going to play out between a father and a son? So the pesuk shuv brings example matzis Yosef. Avo ben Yochel hakshes the tired tzatzik maskan salachim is a mishum seisus dvarav. Basically, it comes like this: discussion is mutter. In other words, you're allowed to discuss things as long as you don't say Petrach Lata. Now, as you're having a conversation, you think this is your opinion, that's your father's opinion, you're allowed to discuss it. You can't just say you're wrong or you're right. You could be mild on the side and like have a kasha, you can be tarot, maybe azoy. As long as you don't do Petrach Lata, you don't say this is the way it is. Petrach Lata, that's going to be more to even be fun of. Shloi be fun of, he says, he passes like the Goyin and the Taz, that Shloi be fun of is be mutter. But be fun of, discussion is mutter. And you're allowed to make points and bring up other tzadim, saying b'tura achlata, saying you're wrong, or and b'tura achlata, that's where it's going to be a problem. Achlata b'funav is aser. Shlei b'funav achlata we pass like that's going. Shlei b'funav is going mutter. That's the main teretz how they allowed to argue. Shlei b'funav everything. Shlei b'funav. This is not good fun of. Shleba fun of is going to. No, the Shadi Vitar maybe because no, it's a Bechal. That's the best Shava. Passage we go to business, sir. Navas, the eighth is like a preacher, right? Machrachas, or Shleba fun of. Fun of, you're allowed to discuss, be machlet, and saying you're wrong. That's something which would be us. And as any time is it that it's going to be mutter. So maybe two cases. One, and maybe five, maybe very. What?
The argument is only by two, right? You can't literally only
talk about... That discussion is mutter l'chayr. It's not... If it's not b'torah achlata, yeah. It's not b'torah achlata. The fun of not b'torah achlata. It's not going to say something for your daughter. You bring up another side. You're not arguing. You bring up another side. Discussion. You bring up another side. That's fine. You're allowed to have
anything.
Shleib of fun of... Yeah, no. Shleib of fun of anything. Because mutter, you're allowed to even be machlat. This is dalkah of fun of. Shleib of fun of. Shleib of fun of is going to be. There's ever mutter even be fun of. So want to be a little bit stronger. One case could be possibly like trying to think of a case. Like maybe if a father have embarrassment, if he doesn't know. Let's say today Shabbos. He starts wearing his big day Shabbos. Like and like, no, maybe it's not Shabbos.
But, yeah. He does an action and you say again.
No, he's gonna. No, he's in today Shabbos. Whatever. Whatever. If he's gonna be a matzav, he's gonna embarrass. Happens a lot of times as people are losing, as parents, as they get aged, a lot of times if they're losing their mind, Alzheimer's or whatever it is, and you have to be a little stark with them, others can do crazy things. And they can be embarrassed from it. So over there, l'choira, b'chiyai gavna, when you're doing it to save your personal embarrassment, l'choira. Okay, when he's in between, okay? He's in between. So. Itim, itim. What?
Why is this like a case where you have a Rai Brewer?
When you have a Rai Brewer.
You know, it's Pasha that it's not like.
Well,
it's,
you don't, but it's going to be in a meet later. It's going to meet okay. Other people. Okay.
Also, if the Archa Shulchan brings down, if the father asks you your opinion, you're allowed to say your opinion. He wants to know what you hold about something. He wants to know what your opinion about something. You have a right to venture your opinion. You know, you guys don't need Shiva. Your father didn't, you know, is not. So yes, you're a Shaila on something. You're allowed to tell him. If he's asking your opinion, then it's not going to be a problem. Say Sadov if he wants to know your opinion. Fine. So, kids, so far we discussed the halacha of sitting and standing. We discussed the halacha of Sadov. Let's move on to the halacha of, in terms of calling your father by his name. So, the Torah brings down. The Torah brings down, now call him Bishmai. Ben Chai Ben Meisai. The name, even if he dies, it's still his name. It's going to be Bizayin. Hashem Abba, Hashem Rabbi, Hashem Achim, they have similar names. You have to shine as Shemam. You have to go ahead and change your name. Ain't Sakhli Zalab, Hashem Shu Palai, it's a weird name, and they call Dushan Bai. Shem Shukan Avram, it's Yaakov, Mesha Aaron, Kaitzim, Chosha Hazman, Kerbim Achim, Imka Klom. You have to shine as Shemam by something which is a weird name. In fact, the Torah, where in the world does it come from? The Gemara says you have to change the name. Come along the Rambam, then no, if he has a weird name, you have to be Machmer, you have to go to be Machmer. What's the makar for such a thing? Why should that be? The Gemara says Mishnah Shmai, and where did the Rambam make this up? That if your father has like a weird name, they have to go ahead and change it. Why should that be? And what's going to be the makar of such a thing? So the Goyin Sukkot and Zayin brings down from Abayim that the Aruch says Abayim's name was Nachmeni. Abayim was a Yassim, and Rabba called him Abayim because his father, Rabba, is Rabba Nachmeni. And therefore, Rabbi called him, since his father was Nachmeni, so Rabbi called him Abaya. And since Rabbi called him that, therefore, more or less everyone called him that. And then that's where Rabbi got the Makar Dava. The fact that Abaya's name had to turn into Abaya from Nachmeni is because Rabbi Nachmeni had a problem. To call Abaya Nachmeni, that would be an issue for him. So he gave him the name of Abaya. And he gave him the name of Abaya. And being that he gave him the name of Abaya, so therefore, that's the mean makar of the Rambam. So how do we pass? The Mechaber brings down. You're not allowed to call him a name. Lo yichayv meisa. You can't call his name. Omer Abba Mari. You say Abba Mari. You say Abba Mari. Hashem Avik Hashem Achirim. If the father's name is like Hashem Achirim, Yishmat Hashemam. You change his name. If it's a weird name, then you always have to change it. If it's a regular normal name, I've heard it's Yaakov, it's not the Shabbat Fanaf. Shabbat Fanaf is to call somebody Avram, your friend, in front of your father, that's Aser. Even though it's a regular normal name. Why? Because it looks like maybe you're calling your father by his first name. Shaloi b'fanav, even to call a Shem Pelei, wear a name, Nachmeni, or something which is wear a name, so even Shaloi b'fanav, that's going to be Aser, because people, I think, are referring to your parents, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Two chumras of the Mechaber. The Sach brings down from the Drisha that others, even if fun of it, is going to be mutter if it's not a crazy name. Rav Mitzvah Moshe Aaron is mutter even the fun of. And Shaloi Befanav, it's going to be mutter even if it's a weird name. Do you have a question to Machlekzim? One is, can I call my friend Avram in front of my father? Mechaber also what?
No.
Mechaber?
Also.
No. And the Jewish is mutter. Can he call a weird name? Shaloi b'fanav, the Mechabros, Aser, and the Shachos, that's going to be Mutter. Now we pass it. So Chayadim says that it's a Machloikis. Nira Minagalim to be Makel. He says, B'fat Shlom Akbidim B'zeh. So therefore, he says the minigans we make all that we call Avram and Befanov. We call Avram Befanov, and we call Avram Befanov, and we're not the Chai Odom says the minigans we make all. We have anyone have the Marmor Chemist here? So, yeah. Make it there. I remember the Samazan Ches. The So you put the Chayadim over here? No. That's not. Because the Chayadim says that the Midrash Zemeko or Fat Shaloi Makbidim is that. But Moshe Shuvah wants to say that even the Ramah, maybe we mask him, that nowadays no one calls their parents by their first name. They always call their parents, they always call the parents with. Even though it's not Shem Pelei, you can't call Avram. It's because maybe you're going to think that you're calling your father. If it's a Malkim, there's no one can make a mistake, you're a Muslim, you mask him. So it says, since no one nowadays calls the father the first name, everyone calls the parents like Abba, no one's going to make a mistake. Therefore, even according to Ramah, it's not going to be Aser. Therefore, Bizman is that everyone holds that they call Bishman, Av Shem Kishem Aviv. If it's not a same play, he says Yishmachmer, because it's such a weird name, people are thinking. That's very interesting, because I'm not sure what changed from olden days. Olden days, you call father the first name. Ramah is saying, even Ramah says, also to call your father, you can't call Avram in front of your father, because maybe people are thinking you're calling it your father's name. Come on, Ramah, but even Ramah is going to agree, because no one calls the father by the first name, everyone calls him Abba. Alamai, so no one has no one thinks when you call Avram, then you're calling your father. So it sounds like, I'm not sure what changed from the olden days. The olden days, they didn't have a special name for their parents. I'm not exactly sure. What?
Used to say the name with Abba.
What?
Used to say the name with Abba.
That's what they did. Okay. The Chaviot. Akopanim. Akopanim. They say, Ramah is just saying, even Ramah is masking his man as they call Avram in front of him. So what's going to look on the Maisa? What's going to look on the Maisa? Avram, calling Avram to your friend in front of your father, according to Drisha's mother, Chaber Aser. Ramosh is saying even the Mechaber Ramah be masking his man hazeh by a regular name because it's not a normal thing. The Chayadim is saying the Minig is Mimeko because lo makbim hazeh, a weird name, so that we're coming out the fun of Kipshutah is going to be Aser. Mashenkein Befanav is going to be Aser. Mashenkein Befanav. So Ramosh says it's such a weird name, maybe someone's be chayshus, and therefore you have to go and be machmer. Now it sounds like this: Ramosh also has a tshuva, is a mutter.
Abraham the second.
What's the problem?
They name after their father.
I guess it's Torah Kavod. Maybe it's Torah Kavod. Koyder Mesh is fine. I guess it's Torah Kavod. And the Pesach Teshuva brings down that if somebody Pesach Teshuva brings down Mechem Shalmi Menem Ben Miata, who you allowed to do it? Mutter Loim Lem Ben Replanyani. If somebody asks who you know, Migali, what do you say? When you see Gali, you shouldn't say Pesach Teshuva. When you get Ali, you shouldn't say that your father's name. You should say I'm Ben Replanyani. Yeah. Yes. Has to be covered. Ben Replanyani. The Rosh is correct. My Rambam Shmuel. B'shal Shach Chamish Shavayis V'Saskri. You have to say Asus Einli Avechad. And the Yom Shoshlema says that you have to say B'derek Kavod. Therefore, if somebody gets Aliyah, that if somebody gets Aliyah, you should say Ben Replanyani in order that just to be Derek Kavod. You should not be saying your father's name. Somebody says, whose son are you, right? Which Eisen are you? So you shouldn't say your father's name. You should say, I'm my father, whatever his name is. And you should not say. You should not say. Fine. Let's move on to. Fine. The more things on that in terms of standing, Rabbi Yosef used to stand up for his. Rabbi Yosef used to stand up. So here we see that there's a din to go ahead, and there's a din of standing up. Now, there's chazan says veis like a shayla in the whole sugya. That we find that there's a din they save a talking about when they zaken. There's a mitzvah the reisa to go ahead and stand up for a talmud chacham for a zaken akapanim. By kibud of the aim, does it say anywhere in the pasuk you have to stand up for your parents? Doesn't say anywhere. Elamai, why are we assuming that this is in Kima? It's Misvara. It's in the Gemara. But where is the Gemara assuming from? Elamai, what was Misvara? It's then kibud parents, my parents. This is a chilik of kibud and my parents. So therefore, the Chazon Ish, if we see that it's Misvara, this is a chilik of the kibud. So therefore, the shayla is, so why in the world do you need a pasuk? Deraisa. To tell you have to stand up for your Rebbe, or old, sorry, not for Rebbe, right? So they have to stand up for a Zakein. L'chayra, anyone there? L'chayra. If he's smart, it's Nichol and Kima is Kibud, so why do you need a special Pasuk by a Zakein? You have to stand up. It's Misvara, it should be Nichol for that. So first, what? The Gemara says you have to stand up for your parents. The Gemara says you have to stand up for your parents. How do you know you have to stand up for your parents? Misvara. There's no pasuk over here. It's misvar. You have to go ahead and stand up for your parents. That's nichel and kibud or moira. The scrub says it's moira. They say it's kibud. Vinishvi. Now, if it's pasuk kibud and moira, so why be rebbe? You need a pasuk for. They say that talk hard to bnei zaken. What? There's din kibud rabbi. There's din kibud rabbi. Here's the chazan to malacha. First malacha wants to say is nechel and ami misvar by rebbe. You have to stand up and tamchak. We have to stand up. Just there's the Torah wants to give a special assay, extra credit by Anachnami's Pasha's definitely give it to my rabbi, extra credit that you have to go ahead and do it. Then the Chazon Ish says that there's one side of the Gemara that you only have to stand up for a Yonak v'Chacham. You have to stand up for a young Tam Chacham or not. And we stand up maybe only older Tam Chacham, young and the Chacham. You have to stand up. So the Chazon Ish, if you have to stand up for this brilliant young Tam Chacham, that tells you that it's not Nichol and Kavod. Because he's Tam Chacham. It's not Nichol and Kavod Tam Chacham. Therefore, he's back to the Kasha that why by your parents is a push you have to stand up. By Tam Chacham, you don't have to go ahead and stand up. And that he says that, Anachanami, standing up is not so push that you have to do it. It's only somebody whose Kavod is very, very high. You have to give a lot. Like a Seth Gemara says, parents' Kavod is like Shemayim. So there's push that means for this, then you have to go ahead and stand up for them. But Stam. A rabbi, somebody who's a Talmud Chacham who's not your rabbi, you have to stand up for him. Rabbi Muvak and Chanami, because came from your parents, because who your parents may be Olam Hazeh, they may be Olam Haba. But the din standing is only by someone with such a starker level of kibbutz over there. That's where you have to go ahead and stand. Mashenkein, without that, without exes akasev, that you have to, that you would not know, you have to stand up for a zakein, you would not have to stand up for kavodat Torah.
The kavodat Torah is less than
your parents. The kavodat Torah, now your Rebbe, the kavodat Torah Rebbe, the chazal saying is less than your parents. Akapanim, we paskin, I mean, it's saying the Gemara, that person has to go ahead and stand. Now, where do you have to stand? What point do you have to stand? By Rabbi, all different halachas, what point to stand? Is it dalamas? Rabbi Shimon is dalamas. Rabbi Mavik is maleinov. By Shaz, where do parents fit in? And the person would say, parents, the chayadam, the nachasvi over here, they say parents are like Rabbi Mavik. Maleinov, you have to stand. As soon as you see them, you have to stand. And you have to stand until they are gone. Until either they sit down, or they pass by you, or that you know that you can't see it anymore, and has a din like Rabbi Mavik, and therefore you have to go ahead and stand that far away. Does a suma have to stand up for his father or not? So has a suffix. What do you say?
If your father gets a drink, you have to wait the
whole
time?
So, like this, if he stops standing somewhere, you have to wait till he sits down, unless he gives you permission. If he's, there's a lachav when he gets the aliyah. So, the Mechab and Reshim and Beis by Kavatam Chacham, it says that. Chayel Mevan Mishon Ma'enav, Ashkasim and El Jog Masai. It says, "Kol Mash Rabbi Eimin, you have to stand." If in Kavod the Rabbi Lucas Vatera, but Sibrein Tzach Lamed, because Mash Rabbi Eimin, you have to do it. Why? So he says that if the Rekiv Egev says, if the Rabbi is just standing, not in his place, is standing somewhere to shmooze, in the Makoyim, you have to stand. I'm thinking if his Rabbi is B'shus Acher, you got Aliyah, or he's standing B'Makoyim, then you don't have to. Because he's not B'Makoyim, you have to go ahead and stand. So Nachzvi has decided, does Suma have to stand up for his father or not? So. Now, the Nachasri says that the Chayra we arrive from Rav Yosef, he was assuming he stood up for his father. Frank Nachasri, they have a stira. The Gemara says that you might, when your rabbi comes, you might act like you don't see him. Kaitzim is Einav, you don't see him. Well, if you don't see him, you have to stand up. Tamar Vesel, the Kacha Kashbacha knows whether you're faking, seriously, you saw him or not. If a Suma has to stand, what's up, you don't see him? You pretend you don't see him. So, what does that help? Lamaisa, you have to stand up either way. Even if you don't see him, you have to stand. So here we have a stira sasugis. So the Nachasri wants to say, why say? Because you wouldn't know. Okay, maybe you don't know. So he says the chilek is that there's a chilek in Rabbi Mavik or Rabbi Shani Mavik. If there's a din dalet amis, so then he says that the pshat is if you don't see him, so then that's not called a din dalet amis. It's like, it doesn't go from Malina. It goes from Din Dalamas. So if the Din is a Din Dalamas, calls man, you don't see him. We're not Messiahis as being in Dalamas. If there's a Din Malina, it just means as soon as your Magish is there. The word Malina is not so much that he's in your Dalamas, in as much as his Magish is there. So the word is, in as much as you have Din, in as much as Magish is there, this is who a Din, a Suma, would yes go ahead and would yes have a Chiev to go ahead and do it. Al Kapanim, running out of time. So we paskin, you have to stand up for your parents. How many times do you have to stand up for your parents? So by Kavod Rabbi, we have Machlokes, that is it only twice. Why? Because your rabbi can't be more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Shachas Ha'arvis, and therefore, being that it's only Shachas Ha'arvis, therefore, you only have to do it twice. Or Yesh L'Chalik. The reason why Krishma Shachas Ha'arvis only have to do it twice is because it's the only time you're Mekal Pei Shekhino. But the Shekhino come 100 times, you have a Chiv to do it. So therefore, maybe over here also, but even by covered rabbi, you should have to do it 100 times. Why? Because each time it comes in, is a bzunder chiev, and you have to go ahead and do it. Ramar brings an ain lamed lamed chayv lamed v'nei rak shachas barvus. Dafka beveser rav if nechirim shnidim, you have to. If people don't know, because everyone agrees, if people don't know that you stood up for them already, you have to. Why? Because that's going to be a bizayin. The machlekes is in a case where they know. Do you say that you only chayv twice because it's not happening in Krishna shachas barvus, or do you say no? It's different because If by the Shekhinah also, if you it only comes Shachas Avitz, therefore you only have to do it twice. The Maitza, our Chashul and Chayadim don't bring down any Akhara copy of the Shailav, not in low Boror, you have to do it twice, you have to do it every single time. When you have to stand up for your parents, so if you're Merle learning, you have to stand up for your parents?
No.
Yes. The Lodin had Isa Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah during Talmud Torah, and Avadi, you would have to stand up for your parents during learning.
Why not?
Because Lodin Isa Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah during learning. Avadi, you have to stand up for your parents during learning. During davening? You don't say it's a mitzvah by learning. Same with learning. You never ever say it. By davening, do you have to stand up for your parents? So there, be soy, maybe we didn't say it's a part of a mitzvah. Anything was after the kaim shteim, so then there's no problem. There's no head to say it's a part of a mitzvah. So it's not going to stay your davening. Then avadim b'chayv to do it. So in a long time, it's going to pat to you. If it's going to stay you, just if you stop for a second, you stand up. If it's not going to stay your davening, then avada one would yes be. Mechuyev to one would yes be mechuyev to stand up if it's not going to stir, then it's going to. Now before we get to the, which side, are they there already? No, fine. So two more points and then fine. Then why is a shayla? What do we do about mechila? Get the mechila 1 second. Just want to finish up the sef and then. Then why is a shayla that Av is the Tamil of Benoy? So what do we do? Who stands up for who? If the Av is the Talmud of Benoy, number one, does the Av stand up for the father, or else covered rabbi? And does the son stand up for the father? The Gemara has a Suffolk. The Gemara has a Suffolk, and the Gemara doesn't have a clear Achura in terms of what to do. So the Rosh says Suffolk and Gemara, it's Suffolk Derais. You have to remember what we're doing in Derais over here. They have to be Machmer, and they have each one stand up in the Yasheni, and therefore you should go ahead, each one stand up in the Yasheni. And that's the Mechaber passes Chaim Ben Lam Ben Aviv Av Tam Ben Benoy. If he's but maybe the Suffolk of the Gemara is that being that it's a stira, it's a Talmud. Maybe it's not the correct thing to do, and that's the Suffolk of the Gemara. The Rambam passes the father doesn't stand up and the son does stand up. Where does that come from? Now, the Gemara doesn't have a clear Suffolk. The Gemara doesn't have a clear Pshita. The Gemara Bible says Sarkin. The Rambam passes that the father doesn't stand up and son does stand up. Shaz, where did the Rambam get that Pshita from? So the basis it brings down from the Ran that the Meisner Rav Tarfin, Rav Tarfin, Yer Latal B'Tei Chatzera B'Shabbos, and his mother's shoes fell off, and he put his hand on the feet, and she walked on him. So we see again, we gave this tremendous covet. So even though he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So we see that you don't have to worry about the cover that Torah, therefore the Rambam held with Pshitas and the Gemara, that the son should do it. The son should do it for the father from this Gemara.
Should we
let the father cover the son? Afghan Mormon Safkalan, Shukin and Svikan, the Tink of Pshitas and Yishalmi, therefore that's where the Rambam got it from. The Beis Yosef said we have a little bit shver, because the Bavli brings down the story also, and the Bavli has a Suffolk. Elamai is no shaychus, right? Because the only shaychus is when it's your Talmud, right? Rav Tarfin's mother wasn't a Talmud of Rav Tarfin. She wasn't a Talmud. She didn't go to Kedil, right? And therefore, she wasn't a Talmud. So the whole shaychus was by a Talmud. Over here, we're not talking about a Talmud. Therefore, it's not going to be a raya. So like a bottom of the Chaber brings down, like the Rosh, both of them are mechiyev to do it. They say something on the Maram used to stay away from his father because of Sveka Adina. They used to stay away from each other in order they should get into the Shaila. The Shach brings down from the Rambam, Ein Av Oim B'nei Ben Ela Adra Ben Oim B'nei Aviv. It brings down Shittas Rambam. The Rama does bring down that if a Ben writes the Mechal Kvayde Rosh Hashbiyot Hashem Mechal Kvayde Mechal, Dafka Vitzina, if you have a Hesiv, that should be right. Everyone knows it. But if it's not Dash B'Rei, which should be Mokim B'Zayin, so then maybe it's Kedai each one to stay away. That's what Ram did with Ovid. So kids, Allah Chalmais, we get to stand up your parents. So come on, basically, as a mitzvah device, to stand up for your parents. Twice a day, 100 times a day, Lo Barur, Sveket Adina, and you have to stand up for your parents. Now, many people don't stand up for their parents. Why don't they stand up for their parents? So they're going with the Anocha is that the parents are Meichel. If you want to be Meichel, you're allowed to be Meichel, and therefore that's the reason why they don't stand up for their parents. So two things. But again, Mechila, we're going to see, if the parents are Meichel, number one, is no Sibis a Mitzvah, there's nothing or there's still a kiyum mitzvah when they're meichel. What does mechila do? Mechila with patas yulagamri, or it's nothing. The Tuz Rashba, which we saw, why don't we make a bracha? So Tuz Rashba, maybe they'll be meichel. Sounds like that once the meichel is no any bechalal, and there's no kiyum mitzvah, and it's nothing. Yekiva Ege, on the other hand, brings down the name of the parents of meichel, it still would, yes, be a kiyum mitzvah. So definitely, if you stand up for your parents, it's still according to Yekiva Ege, kapanim, even the meichel, but me the kiyum mitzvah. Zeilin, yeah, kiyum mitzvah. It brings our advice. Zeilin, then a banana, she mechavda, yeah, mechavda, is a misavev, about the one gets a kibbutz. So we know whether if you send it for your parents, do you get a kiyum mitzvah? You do get a kiyum mitzvah. Now, if your parents don't want, they're embarrassed, they're uncomfortable. I hear. Would they be uncomfortable? I don't know. Saying, you could try it. Might depend on age, might depend on, might depend on a lot of things. But, what do I say? That's a whole stiff later on. We'll get to later on. Send up for you or not. So, obviously, no one that's some cares. Like, you care about the coverage of the kiss enough for you? Not at all, right? No one cares. I would imagine, okay? What do you say? But, if I could do it again, Nachum, if I'd be able to do it again, I probably would have still the vac that it's good for them. It's good for them that there should be a certain. It's good for the chinuch. There's a certain authority. You walk, you know, your parents walk in. Your parents walk in. It's not the pshat. It's like, okay, you know, they're reading a book. They have notes. You're like, how's it doing? You know, whatever. It's something like, stop what you're doing. Stand up. You know, it's, you know.
You should still the
vac. Your mother walks in. Your mother's. You should still like you for your mother. Your mother and your wife for you. No, what? No. Tell your kids stand up for mommy. Mommy say stand up for Tati. And
when they're born.
When they walk into the Dieter. If it turns into a whole scene, it's not worth it. But in other words, in America, it's part of the culture of America is like there's no like when authority. We're, you know, like we're like buddy buddy. Parents, you're buddy buddies. We're friends.
You're gonna fight the whole culture.
What do you say? It's a disaster. It's a breakdown. It's a breakdown of authority, and it's not good for the kids. The kids need authority, and it's not good. It's not good then. It's definitely a breakdown, and it's definitely safe. So definitely, we have that in our league. I have the same issue. It's the same issue. I also feel like that. I have a hard time like. Whatever, because forget it, it's a vaita. I mean, I'm naturally not like that. That kill like whatever, but vaita, it's not good for them. I'm saying, and inside them, it's good that there should be authority, there should be respect. Like what do you say?
What stage? Is
4 or 5. I'm saying 4 or 5. Right? They just start.
Every time, or like more like when we walk home.
When Abba comes home from then, whatever. When he comes home from then, not every time. When he comes home, the end of the day, walks in. The mother walks in. The father walks in. That day, you don't just ignore them. If the house is that kids stand up when the parents walk in, so then it's not.
There's no good darn, man.
It's fine. It'll work out.
What? No, I'm saying it, whatever. I'm saying, but weiter. It's like it might be hard for you to do it. Weiter. Also, not naturally like that. I didn't do it. I'm saying, but weiter. If I would be able to start all over again, I probably would have done it. I mean, that's not where we're at. You know what I mean? But you know, do my older kids stand up for me? The older kids do. I never say anything to them, but they just don't. Much respect. My simcha maishi, like, you know, your father walks in, they gratitude to it, I'm saying. But.
We can't talk back on the
kids. Whatever.
What if the father walks in
and
out?
Is this called
Daniel?
What do you
say? What if the
father walks in and out? So, Hashem said it's only when they walk in, like when they come in from somewhere. If you're in that, they come in from the base medicine, come from the outside. If you're just in and out and out, about the machlik is they do 100 times, 2 times, they're there. It's not called like every time they walk in, they go to the bathroom, they come back.
What's called standing up?
At the end of the month.
Till the father sits down.
But if he's standing, it goes to the kids.
Fine, so you can be Michael on or whatever.
At the beginning of the month,
right.
If he walks in from yeshiva, right, and comes home and stands in the kitchen, but what's
for Scheinberg Helveshtag, that you should be makan all halachas kibbutzim. So, like when I heard it when I was your age, I thought it was strange. Like, no, I did. I was like, but I'm a bit dumb. Like, whatever. Now you're the guy's kind of thing.
What's considered standing?
What? Whatever I'm saying, right? That American, the guy's makbeh fast as he fast. I want you to stand up for me. It's till he walks in. You have to stand up till he sits down. That's the. It can be a half hour. Alexis McCartney. That's it. Now, if he's makbeh, if you're makbeh, that's the law. Okay, now. Most healthy people are not makbeh, I think. Therefore, right there, you don't need to do that. I'm sure if you stand, look, I'm sure if Nachum, you come up, Nachum bin Azman, like your father walks in, you stand up, your father will be like, whoa, right?
I actually had it.
And he did appreciate it, right? He did. He appreciate it?
I don't know. Your allowance go up or not?
So two things. Kiya mitzvah, you definitely don't get. I'm saying in your own house, to make some type of level of that when you walk in, that the kids acknowledge that you're there. Fighter. If it's a whole fuss and a fight and whatever, or not, but that it should be respect. To break out of that American, what? To get out of that Mickey Mouse syndrome, you know, that we're just like, you know, and whatever, you know, it's definitely kedai and good for the children to be shtalavek, a level of respect in the house. Okay.